Tim Wilson. Morning, Tim.
Good morning. How are you, mate?
Very well, thank you. I mainly wanted to talk about the Australian Rowing Championships, but also we've got Steamfest coming up. We'll get to that in a sec. But, gee, it's great to have those championships at beautiful Lake Barrington, first time in over a decade.
Yeah, look, it is a special part of the world down at the lake, and it is nice that it's back here. It's full credit to the state body, Tas Rowing, and their CEO, Rob Prescott. It's been difficult, as you know, the last 12 months to do anything, really, and it's been stopping and starting, but they persevered through the end, and they're going to get the event up. So, yeah, 22nd to the 28th of March, we will be packed to the gunnels in Kentish. We'll have thousands coming through here, and we'll be able to show off this beautiful part of the state.
Yeah. Now, there'll be a lot of people who want to camp by the lake. So you're actually, you want people who own some land near the lake to put it up for rent, or perhaps just give it to people for the week or so?
Pretty good summary there. Yeah, look, anybody who's listening who does live around Lake Barrington who is open to the idea of having people come and stay on their properties, council is doing our best to make that easy for you. So 4 p.m. today at the Town Hall in Sheffield, there'll be a get-together, an information session about how that can happen. You know, we are aware that there'll be some costs involved in doing this, so, you know, it's okay to charge something, you know, to cover your costs. Mm. But really keen to see people who live around the lake open up their land for people to come and stay during that time. So 4 p.m. at the Town Hall today is a information session where you can give that some thought.
Yeah, well, land will be at a premium because there's not that many rooms available to rent in Sheffield. I'm surprised. Are there actually any rooms available in Sheffield?
I think we're full. Yeah, from what I've been told. I mean, things just get booked so far ahead. Look, March is a huge month for us, and I guess you want to talk about Steamfest, but it's there, yeah. And we've got more mountain bike trails opening, and we've got the rowing on, so March will be an absolute chocker of a month.
Yeah, well, I for people who have never been to see some rowing at Lake Barrington, I really encourage you to get out and have a look at this March 22nd to 28th, the National Championships. The best rowers in the country will be here competing. We've got Olympics coming up, so, you know, there's spots up for grabs. There's a lot on the line, particularly for our Tasmanian rowers who are regarded as some of the best in Australia. So, you know, I don't know if people really understand the scale of this thing, and not only will it be great for the sport of rowing in Tasmania, but this event will be live streamed right around the world, so it's great promotion for the Kentish district in particular, but also the whole northwest of Tasmania.
Really interesting to hear you talk that. So I remember back, I was living interstate, was born interstate, and I remember maybe 84, 83, sitting at home in New South Wales and seeing Lake Barrington and thinking, gee, I'd love to go to Tasmania sometime. It looks like an interesting place. So things move on. But, yeah, it would be lovely to see it live streamed around the world and come and see some Olympians in action. So we're completely blessed to have a place like Lake Barrington here in our small municipality.
Yeah, all right. So that public meeting, 4 o'clock this afternoon, you said, at the Town Hall.
That's the one.
Yep. Right, now, Steamfest, before we get to the rowing, this is March 6, 7 and 8, which is, well, it's not this weekend, it's the one after.
Yes, yeah, that's right, and it'll be our first big event of the month, and it's always, well, it's one of the biggest events that Kentish has. Mural Fest, Steam Fest are both monster events, and Chris Martin and his team have, again, been very patient and persevered through and ticked all the boxes to allow this event to go ahead. I think the most important thing for people to remember is you buy your tickets online. Don't show up and assume, yep, you can go to the kiosk as normal, so it's really important that people head to their website and buy through there. So, yeah, it's coming and it's going to be another wonderful event for them, I'm sure.
Indeed. So tickets, if you go to their website, which is steamfesttasmania.org.au, get your tickets through there and have a look at the program. There's a heap on it. It's actually the Steamfest this year is celebrating 150 years of railways in Tasmania. So it'll be a very special one this year. Again, you know, a lot of people go to Steamfest and they like to camp at the recreation ground. Is that going to be the case again this year, or...?
There is some camping there, but I've just been... look, there's still a few things to work out with the camping. They certainly want people in that area, but again, COVID and all sorts of things. So I haven't got a full answer for you on that one, I'm sorry, at this point.
All right. No worries. But, so that's not this weekend, the one after. So a huge month coming up for the Kentish District. Anything else you want to mention going on around the traps while you're here?
Yeah, I think on the 6th, so a part of the long weekend, we're having the next opening of the Wild Mersey Trail. So
right.
We're opening another 15 kilometres of trails. We're going to do that down at Goliath Park. So it'll be Saturday the 6th at 11 a.m. We're having another opening of our next 15 kilometres of trails. That'll give us 65 kilometres of trails open. We've got 35 kilometres of trails to finish off, and that'll be towards the end of this year. So we'll round off at around about 100 kilometres of Wild Mersey trails. So please come along for those who are interested in the mountain bikes. There'll be mountain bike skills workshops on the morning too. So if you've ridden on any of these trails, you've got to go around some berms, and I've seen a few people face plant on them. It's not a very gracious sight to see, I tell you. So hopefully they'll give us a few skills in that area. But so more trails coming. 65 will be open, and Latrobe Municipality is all in the process of starting to build. Well, they haven't started yet, but they're keen to build their a bridge across the Mersey. So it'll be a high bridge there, suspension bridge. I think the longest suspension bridge in Australia.
Is that right?
So that'll be a real wonderful thing in the middle of the year or something like that. So anyway, more trails to come, and come on the 6th at 11 a.m. at Goliath Park in Railton for our next opening.
Brilliant. That sounds great. All right, mate. Thanks for having a yarn.
My pleasure. Nice to talk again.
Have a good day.
Good on you. Bye for now.
Okay, Kentish Mayor Tim Wilson. This is 7AD.